Welcome to another worldwide godcast of universal utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice as we turn back to the Gospel of Matthew. We're in chapter 6 today with verses 1 through 4. But take care not to perform righteous deeds in order that people may see them. Otherwise, you will have no recompense from your heavenly Father. When you give alms, do not blow a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets to win the praise of others. Amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right is doing, so that your almsgiving may be secret. And your heavenly Father, who sees in secret, will repay you. Matthew 6, verses 1 through 4 emphasizes the profound importance of almsgiving and the attitude one should possess while engaging in charitable acts. Jesus teaches that giving should not be done for public recognition or to seek praise from others. Instead, it should be a private act of kindness. This lesson is essential to instill in children, shaping their understanding of generosity, compassion, and goodwill. When teaching children about almsgiving, it's crucial to emphasize the spirit behind the act. Children must learn that true generosity flows from a heart that desires to help those in need without seeking accolades or acknowledgement. Jesus underscores this in verse 3, stating that one should not let the left hand know what the right hand is doing. This principle encourages children to give selflessly and fosters humility, teaching them that acts of kindness are about the beneficiaries, not the giver's ego. Moreover, instilling the value of almsgiving can significantly influence a child's character. When children understand that helping others is a responsibility rather than a choice, they develop empathy and a sense of community. These values encourage them to become active, compassionate adults who continue the cycle of generosity. Ultimately, teaching almsgiving is one of the greatest lessons a parent can impart. It lays a foundation for moral integrity and social responsibility. By nurturing a mindset of giving, parents can help their children grow into individuals who find joy and fulfillment in serving others. In a world where self-interest often prevails, emphasizing the importance of almsgiving can guide children to lead meaningful lives anchored in love and selflessness. Amen. Please join us in our daily prayer of forgiveness. I'm sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. Prayers for my wife, Tony, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, our son-in-law, Mark Stern, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We have Julian with us this week. It's just a blessing to have him around. We pray for those we've said that we pray for and those we've asked, who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. We pray for Holy Mother Church. Our prayers for our niece Brittany continue, and our prayers for our good friend John continue as he continues to undergo radiation treatment for stomach cancer. We pray all of this in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Today my poem comes from Matthew 6. It's verses 1 through 4. We've got a 1, 2, 3, 4 stanza poem. It's ongoing. The title, The Father Who Sees in Secret Will Repay You. In quiet shadows, gifts we share with open hearts, we show we care. Not for the praises nor the fame, but to lift others in love's sweet name. The left hand knows not what's bestowed. In secret kindness, true love flowed. A whispered act, a silent deed. In hidden corners, hearts we feed. The treasure lies in giving free, where faith and hope merge in harmony. For when we serve with pure intent, the soul finds joy, the heart is lent. So teach our children, let them see the grace in giving, humble and free. For in each act of love we eternally weave a world of kindness. In salvation we believe. Amen. I'm Tom Shukruz Wiggins. It's June 18, 2025. Recording this morning at 4:44 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining me across the world on UniversalUtterings.com. We practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. As we turn today to share the message of almsgiving to our children, especially to our grandchild, Julian, as we continue to teach what it means to give and give without worry. As we close today at 7:11 in Jesus' sweet name, Tony, I love you so much. Have a wonderful day in the Lord. God bless you as we go out and journey with our child's son. Amen. In Jesus, we close for Johnny's support. Jesus. 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 May God bless you in Jesus' sweet name. Amen. Peace be with you.